Hello, this is the 12th of March, the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Election Committee. Will come to order. And this is Carolyn Burden, the chair. Mary, would you like to call the roll?
Yeah. Mary Burden here. Carolyn.
Excuse me, point of information.
Lavarne William.
Point of information.
Yes.
Can we find out what stations each person represents as we're doing this role?
Okay.
Could they just say present from so and so?
Yeah. And Mary, let me add to
Melinda
that.
Melinda Eilidon, KPFT, Houston, Texas.
Hi, Melinda. Mary, let me add to that, just for the sake of our listeners and because we have some new people, you might want to give the first time around everybody's first and last names.
You think we have other listeners?
Well,
I know we do. Yeah, people call me the next day to say things about these meetings.
Okay, well, Mary Burden, KBFA.
Yep. Who is?
Excuse me?
Well, you were WBAI. We're adding the station.
Yes.
Now, Terry Goodman.
Terry Goodman, KPFK.
Okay. Patty Heffley.
Patty Heffley, WBAI, New York.
Yay, Patty.
And Melinda, I heard. Melinda Eilidon.
Melinda Eilidon, KPFC Houston.
Richard Phelps.
KPFA.
Serene Roberts. Okay. Wendy Schroe. Ted Weisskopf.
Wendy hasn't come out of the coma from this morning.
Wait. We can't all be in the coma.
Ted, here from KPFT.
Okay.
Houston.
Lavarne.
Lavarne Williams, KPFA, Berkeley.
And Carol Wolf.
Carol Wolf, WPFW, Washington.
Oh, good. Zarina Shakir.
Mary, did you get me? This is Jane.
I'm sorry?
Did you get Jane Gatewood?
Jane Gatewood?
Were
you elected, Jane? How nice.
Oh, how wonderful.
Nobody told us.
I didn't know. How wonderful.
I'm so glad.
No, no one notified me.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Well, Zarina, she's not here yet, right?
No, and...
Oh, I'm down to Don White.
White, KPFK, Los Angeles.
And Harrison Weil. And Jane Gatewood.
Yep.
And which station are you supposed to say?
WPFW.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Welcome, Jane. Great.
And Mary, I believe that Harrison has replaced Wendy. So
replaced Wendy?
No, different stations.
I'm sorry?
Not the same station.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I thought Wendy was still on.
No, actually, that's Deb Shafto.
No. Oh, that's right.
Oh, you were on. Oh, is Deb here?
Deb Shafto, that's right.
Deb.
No.
Oh, so Wendy's
is
not
Deb
on
Shafto
now?
On yet?
No.
Okay, I'll get her on.
I take Wendy's name off, am I correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Deb Shafto.
Deb Shafto, right.
Unless Wendy was elected as a delegate member.
No, Wendy wasn't. It's obviously Ted Weisskopf and Melinda Eilidon from Texas.
Melinda, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there we are. I guess we're ready to go. Does everyone have a copy of... the revised agenda that the original agenda actually that I sent through.
Yes.
Not sure. Mary Burden has a request, but I don't know what good it will do because I'm asking that people come on will say their names as they come on so that I'll know they're here. But of course, if they're not here now,
Well, that would help.
Maybe everybody can help have them do that.
All right. Thank you. Our
Point of information.
Yes, Patty.
#1 is to mute and unmute. So whoever's hitting buttons there.
Oh.
#1, and you have to kind of... There's something to why that's making those sounds, I do not know.
Well, that is... If you don't have a mute button itself on your machine and you have to hit those keys, it will make a noise. But if your machine has a mute key or button, it generally is much quieter. That would be helpful. right, our first item then is the approval of the agenda. Does everyone have a copy?
This is Jane. What I have that Carol forwarded to me is dated Saturday, March 11th, from you.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the only one. Now, Ted, you'll have to help me out here. We have five motions under old business, and I'm looking at Robert's rules, and I'm wondering, do we have to take those before our committee reports, or can we do them after?
Committee reports. Standard Roberts is you do committee reports before you do. If there are any Roberts says if you have lengthy debate out of motions coming out of committee reports, and they are new matters, you put them under new business. If they are old business, you put them under old business.
All right, thank you. Well, I left them under.
But wait a minute. You can make the agenda any way you want before
correct.
You. So if there's something has a priority, you can move it up or move it back or anywhere you want.
Does anyone want to change what is printed out here? We have effectively one new motion, which we didn't get out, and I didn't get out in time, I'm afraid, and that is a motion that Terry did this afternoon.
Lavarne Williams.
Oh, hi, Lavarne.
I just tried to reach Deb Shapiro.
Lavarne is from
KPFA. I'm coming back. My phone dropped the call.
All right. Now,
I just left a message for Deb Shafto.
Thank you.
Terry on staff.
Terry, yes. Do you want to do something about your motion, or do you want to consider it tonight?
I don't
help. I don't know. The reason I wanted to be on stack was just housekeeping, that the Weisgall motions, it doesn't change the order of the agenda. It's just that the Weisgall motions haven't been considered before, so they're new business.
Right.
Well, they were on the agenda from last time is the problem, and they get carried over.
They do get carried over as the first items of new business.
Oh, they're still new, I see.
Yeah. Right.
Well, they're only old business if they get dealt with.
Ah,
I see.
So the only old business then is motion number one, and the rest are new.
Right.
Is that correct? Mm-hmm. All right, good.
I have a point of information, Ted, here,
yes.
And that is the motion under old business number one, which I'm sure we'll read aloud for the benefit of our listeners. It doesn't identify who is presenting this motion, I don't think.
I'm sorry, you're absolutely correct.
That was Terry, wasn't it?
I think I did that draft. I don't know if Terry worked on it.
Well, it can be two people. If it's two people, that's fine. I just like to know who's going to speak to it when it comes.
Yeah, thank you. That's good. I like to know that. So, it's Carol, you...
Terry, I don't recall at this point. Was that your motion or mine?
No.
It was mine. All right, then.
And I've found the motion that I sent to you for possible revision.
Good.
If you want me to introduce that, I don't. I haven't revised
it. What he's doing?
Excuse me, someone is... with someone who has a side conversation going mute themselves, I hear a conversation there. Thank you. Yes, Terry, that would be good. Why don't you send it to the list?
Okay.
And then we'll put it on as new business, if that's all right. And if you give everyone the name of it so we can enter it into our notes.
Okay, well, that would be...
Terry, is this the one you sent out about 10 o'clock today?
Yeah. So that'll be... LSB member discipline.
Did you send it to the list point of information?
I'm about to.
Oh, but earlier today you didn't. Okay, so
no.
I didn't think I'd say. Oh, well, and I have a point of information.
That's
while you're
fine.
Doing
Thank
that.
You, Terry.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Mary.
So the way now do I understand the agenda now will be the Weisgall motions, there'll be new business, and the numbering will be 1, 2, 3, 4 instead of 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on. Is that correct?
Under new business, correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I
And so we only have
easy.
One under old
right.
business.
Okay.
Right.
Madam
Any other
Chair?
Changes?
Yes. Madam Chair?
This is Ted?
Ted,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I know some people, I guess I'm rising to a question of privilege, or I just want to inform the body very briefly that I plan on amending the initial motion that has some people rather upset. Maybe the amendment will upset people, but I'm not planning on sticking with the motion regarding the Borishus report as it was presented.
Well, when we get there, that's fine, Ted. Thank you for the heads up.
You're
so,
welcome.
Now, so then number five on new business will be Terry Goodman's motion that is on the way. Is that correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Which I won't be able to print.
Any other changes? Or I didn't put times down. I'm hoping that this will not be a terribly long meeting.
I requested a motion as well.
Oh, Melinda?
Yes. I didn't get the final wording of that, and I didn't put it in. What is that? Where do you... That will be, I guess, our first new motion.
Mm-hmm.
If the others...
Do you want to read it, please, Melinda?
Sure. Essentially, what the motion is that...
Point of order. Point of order.
But you're interrupting, Ted.
Point of order.
Point of
Madam
order.
Chair.
Yes, Ted.
I want a motion. The point of order is that, we, for the benefit of our listeners as well as for the clarity of this body, we cannot have an essentially. The motion is we have to have the motion.
I'm trying to give it.
She's reading it, Ted.
I'm trying to. If you would quit interrupting me, Ted.
Now,
point of order.
Melinda and Ted, please come to order. Melinda, why don't you read the motion?
Wait, point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I'd like to state my point, and that is you do not begin a motion with essentially it is, which is what the maker of the motion said. That was her first two words. That's my point of order. You cannot make a motion with essentially.
I've not even had a chance to even give my point of order.
Excuse me, I'd like to respond to that. Ted, if you'll let her finish, and then if there's a problem with the form of the motion, you can move to amend it. Melinda, if you'd read the motion as the way you want it.
Yes.
As simply as possible. Thank you.
I will. When we received the statement by Terry Borishus, we received this based on the understanding that the report was to be was given on the basis that it would be kept confidential. His attorney made it clear in his cover letter and had every page stamped confidential with the statement at the top of every page that this was attorney-client privilege not meant to be put into public view. Let's put this to bed with the understanding that a deal is a deal. We promised 2 years ago. We cannot arbitrarily change the terms now.
Point of order.
Is that the wording, the actual wording that you want?
That's what it is so far.
Mm-hmm. All
but
right.
My
yes.
point is that rather than subjective
point of order.
Lawsuit,
yeah, well, just
2 years ago,
let's not explain it because that's confusing. You ended with the part that you read, and that was the wording that you wanted.
That's fine.
I'll join Ted in his point of order.
Yes, Ted.
I'll defer to Terry.
We're getting beyond the agenda discussion into discussion of the motion. We are.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to decide to put it on the agenda.
Excuse me. Would whoever is on the phone please mute yourself? Thank you, Terry. I didn't catch what you said.
We just need to decide whether or not we're putting that motion on the agenda.
Yes, that's correct. And we had it read.
This is Jane. Can I get on the stack?
Yes, certainly, Jane.
Can we limit this agenda to 2 hours?
In the past, we have not done that. We could certainly take a vote on that.
How about 2.5?
I generally don't like to do that because it always makes problems at the end, but we can certainly take a vote on that. I would object, so perhaps we need a vote. Mary, if you would call the roll on that.
Well, I just... Everybody needs to know that then if we want to change it, it takes 2/3.
Mm-hmm.
So you still want to go ahead, Jane?
Yes.
The 2 hours? Okay.
2 hours from when?
What time do you want to end the meeting, Jane?
Well, how about 2 hours and 10 minutes from now, which would make it 10:30, my Eastern time. So
10:30.
I move to that we plan to move to... to schedule the meeting to end at no later than 10:30 Eastern Standard Time.
I'm having a real hard time hearing her.
Yes, your voice is very
soft. I'm sorry.
Close,
is this any better?
That's
yes.
better. Yes. Thank you.
Better. Everybody needs to, you know, stay close to the voice thing. So.
I'd like to move that the meeting be scheduled to end no later than 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
All right. I think all we need right. to vote then. Mary, do you want to call the roll?
Yeah, let's see. A
point of order, Don White here.
Yes.
Did that motion have a second?
Doesn't need a second in committee.
Second.
I'll
it
second.
Need one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. I think it might need a second.
Okay.
Well, then
is
I'll
Deb
second
here
it.
Yet?
Well, it right. does or doesn't. It has one now. Go ahead, Mary.
Is Deb here yet?
No.
No.
Okay. Jane?
Yes.
Harrison is not here, right? Don White?
No.
Zarina, are you here yet?
No.
No. Okay. Carol Wolf?
Yes.
Lauren Williams? Okay, I'll come back to her, Lauren. Ted Weisgall?
Yes. I hope it doesn't go that long, but yes.
But Serene, she's not here either, right?
Yes, I am.
Right.
And I
oh, Serene,
yes.
thank you. Okay, did you want to, yes or
I vote
no?
yes.
Oh, Serena's here? Okay.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Richard Phelps?
No.
Melinda Eiley Doan?
Yes.
Betty Heffley?
No.
Terry Goodman?
I want to... clarify that the no after Zarina's inquiry was that she was not here was
I
rather a no vote.
That. No, I realize that's not
and,
her voice.
And I will vote no.
Okay. Carolyn Burden?
No.
Well, I love the idea, but I'm going to have to vote no because it'll take us so long to extend when we have to. But I'm sorry, Jane. I love the idea.
Well, let's all work toward that.
Six, let's see, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I have 6 no's, 5 yeses, I didn't think there were that many. Okay.
I have 4 yeses, Mary. Oh, I'm sorry, I
oh, no, actually,
one.
Wait, you're...
That is, no, that's two. Correct, 5 is correct.
No, it's not. oh, wait, I haven't got LaVarne's vote here.
No,
oh, because I didn't go back to her. Lamarne, are you there?
I think she's off the call.
Okay, no, I actually then, in that case, I have 4. It is 4, so it's 6 no's, 4 yes.
Move approval of the agenda.
Fails.
All right, so let us move on. The next meeting date, oh, I'm sorry. Any other questions about the agenda? Or objections or changes?
I'm not clear. What is our ending time now?
We have no ending time. We did not vote one.
Oh.
We never are going
mm-hmm.
to end.
We just voted down to limit it to 10:30.
Oh.
Hearing no objections then, we'll leave the agenda approved as it is. And the next item is the next meeting date, which I had set for the third Sunday, April 16th. Only other possibility,
mm-hmm.
the only other problem with that is that I don't have a report yet for the PNB in LA, which means I will have to circulate it by mail before I turn it in, unless we want to have an emergency meeting next Sunday to approve a report. I don't know if anyone thinks that's necessary or not. What is your pleasure on that?
This is Harrison Wild.
Oh, Harrison,
did I hear
just
Harrison?
Came on weekly.
Hello.
Hello, Harrison? Your voice is very soft. Are you speaking?
Yes, this is Harrison.
Oh, very good. Glad to have you, but your voice is very soft. Thank you.
Is there a way that you could...
Glad to have you.
...speak up
Thank you.
Louder or turn the volume or something?
Is this any better?
That's much better, yes. Thank you. We're just approving the agenda, and we just approved the agenda, and we're looking at the next meeting date. April 16th, unless we need an emergency meeting next week, a week from today, to approve a report which hasn't been drafted yet. I apologize for that, but I've been terribly busy. And I can circulate it by email, or we can have a 30-minute meeting to approve the report, as you like. What is your pleasure?
That's up to me?
No, everyone. It's an open question. You just happen to walk in on it. But you may lead off if you have a thought about it. Go right ahead.
No, either way would be fine with me.
Anyone else have any preference?
Point of information.
Yes, Serene.
When is it going to be distributed?
Well, I hope it'll be distributed by Friday or Saturday, the 17th or 18th.
Well, I think the meeting should be set at least one full day after people have had a chance to read it. And I'd also urge that we not set an April meeting until there are more people on the call. I think a number of people are not here, correct?
No, we have actually quite a few people.
Everybody. Just
Everybody's here except Zarina and Deb Shafto. Well, anyone else want a full meeting? Terry, yes, Terry.
Yeah, I think the chair has authority to give an accurate report of what's happened in the committee, even if the committee has not actually approved the text of the report. I would invite the chair to send out the report to committee members and solicit approval and comments and corrections before the BNB meeting.
All right, thank you for that.
But I don't think we need a meeting.
I will certainly do that, unless there's an objection and we need to vote on that. Anyone else have any thoughts? Well, I think we escaped another meeting.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Terry, are you suggesting that people would simply send their changes into her and she could choose to include them or not?
And she would be obligated to include them if they are correct.
If she judges them to be correct. I assume we also have an opportunity for minority reports.
Always. Sure. That goes without saying. But that goes to the director, who would then present it to the PNB along with the chair's report. All right. If everyone's agreeable, then we'll just do that. I'll get a draft out to you, I hope, by the 17th, and ask for some feedback as soon as possible. I did want to get a copy to Lynn to include in the booklets, but I suspect it may be too late for that, so I'll have to distribute them individually in L.A.
Point of order?
Yes, Terry?
We approved an agenda without an item that goes at this point in the agenda, and that is approval of minutes.
We didn't. That's true. Thank you.
We didn't have it on the agenda.
That's right.
Yeah. So I'm suggesting, if the secretary approves, that we put it on the agenda without objection.
Right. Can we not just put it on after this meeting date? We're talking about it now, so couldn't we finish and then just put it next?
Yeah, if you don't want minutes approved at this meeting.
No, I mean, can't we put it after the current thing we're talking about?
Yes, that's fine. I think that's what Terry's suggesting,
yeah,
right, Terry?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a typo oversight, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we could just add it. I'll just write it right in here.
All right. If there's no problem then with April 16th, is that a problem for anyone, the next meeting date?
Oh, it's fine for me.
Is 8 p.m. still all right, or should we move to 8:30?
I actually 5:30. Have a problem with April 16th. It's the deadline. It's the day before tax day, and I think we can probably move it back a week without suffering too much.
Mm.
Wait a second. Serene?
Yes.
I can barely hear what you said.
Yeah.
She was saying that we should do it the day before. We should do it.
We should maybe look at the 23rd. Because the 16th is the deadline before tax date for those of us who do that kind of thing.
My understanding is that April the 15th is tax day.
It's a Saturday.
Because it's a Saturday, Monday becomes the legal deadline.
Right.
Well, does anyone else have a problem with the 16th? Do we need
Mary Berg here. If we did move it, I'd rather move it a week earlier, not a week later. I think we're going to be needing. I think there'll be issues to be talking about that shouldn't be waiting 5 weeks
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem with that particular day, but if
mm-hmm.
we are going to decide to move it, I would rather move it to the 9th, not the 23rd.
Well, does anyone, who else would like to move it?
This is Jane. I'd like to speak to the time.
Jane, yes?
I would definitely prefer moving it till at least 8:30 Eastern time. I mean, yeah, I guess 8:30 is an ideal starting time because we're going to be in daylight savings time by then, and it's really difficult to wrap up things on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm speaking in favor of 8:30 for starting time.
Oh, all right. That's we hadn't. I didn't think there was a question on that, but that's fine. 8:30. If there's no objection.
What day are you talking about again?
Well, she hadn't mentioned the day. She was just talking about the time, 8:30. Do you have a preference for the day, Jane? Does
no.
anyone?
This is Ted from Houston, and I would like to recommend the 9th on the weekend of the 23rd. We have a major outreach event here in Houston called the International Festival. I have to work it for my own business, but also KPFT has a booth where it does major outreach at this event, and it's all day Saturday and all day Sunday. So I would hope that we could do it on the 9th to avoid the tax thing and also to avoid this major event in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Jane. I won't make it on the 9th.
I'm sorry. Whoever just spoke, I can hardly hear you. Who is that?
Both Jane and Serene.
This is Jane. On the 9th, I will
Jane,
not make it.
Jane, yes. Go ahead.
On the 9th, I will not make it.
Oh, you cannot make it on the 9th.
I cannot, but that's...
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Anyone else?
Can we find who else can make it? Who else cannot make it on the 9th? Can we find that out?
I cannot, Serene.
You cannot. Okay.
At this time, I'm unsure, but I think I may have something coming up on the 9th, but I'm not certain.
So then, do we have anybody besides Serene that can make it on the 16th?
No, I don't. No one else has spoken up. So I'm afraid it'll be the 16th. So the 23rd is going to take out all of KPFT.
Mm-hmm. Carol Wolf, to be on
yes.
the SAC?
Yes, Carol, go ahead.
May I suggest that we go ahead and stick to April 16th, and many of us who have to file taxes find a way to do that between now and the 16th?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we may end up with that. Is there anyone who would like to take a vote on that? I think I'm afraid we only have one person who cannot make it, and we have several who cannot make it on the 9th and on the 23rd, evidently. So, hearing no objection, then we'll leave it at the 16th, if that's all right. And,
so what time are we doing this?
Well, again, let's talk about the time. We had said 8, but...
We're talking about 8?
Jane would like 8:30. Does anyone else have any objections to 5:30 Pacific time, 8:30 Eastern?
Terry?
Sorry?
Yeah, it will decrease my time on the meeting by half hour.
Ah, so you need 8 o'clock.
Well, what if we had 8:15?
Patty here. How about just a little...
Excuse me, wait a minute, Patty.
I'm sorry.
Terry was responding to Mary. Terry, is 8:15 do you any good?
Sure. It reduces...
That's better.
Mm-hmm. Does it help
15
Dave?
Minutes better.
All right, Patty.
Considering that things take a while to get going anyway, we could maybe perhaps start at 8 and 5 things actually are rolling. It would be 8:15 or 8:30, and then Jane would pop in just at the right moment rather than waiting, and then it's 8:45 when we get started.
Jane, do you think you could live with that?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
All right, that's fine then. Let's leave it at 8 o'clock.
Before you go up.
Richard?
I was just saying, we won't vote her off the committee before she shows up.
There we go.
There you go.
All right. A nice compromise. All right, now the minutes are next. We have a revised version from Mary, and we had a few minor things that I had sent around that didn't make it to the revision. My first suggestion was to separate the attendance of the guests.
Well, I have that.
You did that. Okay, that's
yeah,
good.
The only thing I don't have is what you have in your triple brackets about
mm-hmm.
comments.
All right. Well, they were mostly quite minor, actually.
because some of the other things Terry had also.
Mm-hmm.
Terry on deck.
Yes, Terry, go ahead.
I move redacting the parenthetical after attendance, including technical advisory committee, since that's redundant as the technical advisory committee is named in the also present section.
It's out now. It's not
Terry,
there.
Did you get Terry's revised?
You mean that parenthetical, including technically, you want that out? That I didn't understand.
Yeah, just that section after the word
attendance. Oh, including technical, the thing in parentheses there. I didn't really get what you meant by that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. I'll, in fact, here it's gone. How do you like that? It's gone.
That was it for me.
Any other revisions or questions?
I have a point of information.
Yes, sir.
When were the minutes of the previous meeting that we're now approving posted, and by whom?
The first draft was posted. Oh my God! Let's see if I can find what date that was. Let's see.
A
moment, and I'll tell you.
Well, on the 12th at 4:45 p.m. was the last one.
That's the revised one, but the first one...
Well, the most current is what I'm interested in.
Oh, that was sent today. It was done yesterday, but I did not actually get out. I thought it had, but it hadn't.
But I believe Terry posted the corrections and revisions that you incorporated a day or two before, right?
Yeah, that was...
Yeah. They came out earlier.
Terry has another.
Terry?
Mm-hmm. Under 8:20 p.m., we have a typo, WPFV instead of WPFW.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't see that. Okay. Let me find that. Oops.
Yeah, that was that I sent through, Mary.
Oh, I didn't see that. Okay, got it. That's done.
I did want to correct one comment. Under reports from the chair, the sentence, need people to work on this. She never heard back from any of the people she contacted. I had corrected that. I guess, Mary, you didn't see that. These were not people on the committee that I contacted. These were people throughout the station areas.
Right, but I understood that, but it's not clear.
Well, I just didn't want people to think that I was saying that I had contacted people on the committee and didn't hear back from them. I did not.
I understood it, but if it's ambiguous, I can...
Yeah, could you clarify that? Just add any people you contacted around the... stations around the network. If you add that, I think that should do it.
People from around the network.
Mm-hmm.
Add.
Thank you.
Okay, it's done. Okay, anything else?
That's the only one I see. Any other corrections to that? Are we moving perhaps to accept the minutes? As revised. Well, hearing no objection, we'll accept the minutes of February 19th as revised.
Oops, and but I have a point of information.
Yes.
What shall I do with Van Aken Jack? That would be really help.
Jack, I think the question is whether you want three letters in your initials or two. Do you want to be known as JV or JVA?
Well, no. Do you want the space when it's written out? That's
right.
The abbreviation isn't what's at issue. It's the...
I understand. But it would result in a different set of initials, actually. Jack, are we thinking here? Or?
This is on the call.
Oh, okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, now we can.
Oh, okay. I guess I was muted. I didn't know.
Muted?
Yeah, you can leave the space out.
Leave it out?
Space out.
Take a space
out.
Yeah,
no space.
No space. Okay.
There we go. All right. So moving right along, then we have our next item is committee reports. And I put down the chair reports. These will be...
information?
Yes, Serena.
Before we move on, there was a meeting held, I think, in January that was an executive session held at 10 or 11 o'clock at night. Are minutes available for that meeting yet?
Let's see. Executive session held when now?
Either 10 or 11 o'clock at night, Eastern, on a Sunday night. So there is no stream to which anyone can refer.
This committee?
Yes, we did.
We did.
That's right. We don't have minutes out for that yet.
Oh, my God. No, in fact, not only that, I think. Okay. Thank you, Serena. I have to... That didn't happen yet. I actually sort of forgot that we had that meeting. I'm sorry to say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, those of us who are members of the committee at the time, and of course the people who are joining now, are at a huge disadvantage. First of all, I want to go on record as objecting to a meeting beginning after 10 p.m. That's ridiculous. We're looking at a bicoastal organization. Or, you know, this can't be allowed to happen.
Well, that is the problem, and that was a time we agreed upon. It's the only time we could all get together. So not only can it did, and
well,
I'm afraid we may have to do that occasionally.
My suggestion is that there is inherent unfairness in beginning a meeting after 10 p.m. when you have people who have to work the next day. So I don't know, you know, in my eyes, that automatically excludes way too many people. It is unfair.
Mm-hmm.
It was a difficult situation. I hope we don't have to do it again, and we'll have to consider those times
again.
Pardon?
I said I would hope it does not happen again.
That's what I
we'd have
had expressed the hope. Now the
Mary Berg now has a point of information. Now that I recall about that session, what is the practice, or what shall we, or shall we set one? When I do the minutes, shall I email them?
I would think it'll have to be emailed, but then the minutes cannot be approved necessarily in open session. It'll have to be approved in executive session.
That is probably correct. Let's look that up, Mary, but I believe that would be the procedure.
Well,
the only thing that really has to come out of that is minutes, motions, if we passed any motion. That's the only thing that goes into minutes, and those are public. They're not private. So
well, the executive session ones are not public.
The motions would be, I believe.
No.
If we
no.
Motions.
Well, okay, here's my understanding so far, and anyone, whatever is different, please let me know. What gets reported out is not the actions, but the substance and reason for having the executive session. That's what the bylaws have. But not
that's
that you report out the actions.
Right.
Now,
point of order, that's not true. If the actions are not of a confidential nature, they should be reported.
That is my understanding, and I think we need to look carefully at what it was we agreed to. I think the committee will, before it's made public, we will have to decide that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what is the parameters for deciding of an action? Should the secretary make that decision, or should we first approve the minutes and then decide what should be public? Or
I have forgotten what we approved and what wording we approved. So let's look at the minutes that you have before we release them and decide at that point. Is that all right? You don't have them now, I assume.
No.
Good.
Let's decide
when we come
to them.
About the session.
Mm-hmm. But so that won't take so long to do. But first, I shall email them when done, right?
I think so. Yes.
Okay, I put yes on that. Now the next thing as to
chair,
how we approve them, we don't know that. Okay.
This is Richard. I'd like to speak on this.
Yes, please, Rich. Go ahead.
We have to keep in mind the nature of our organization and that transparency is paramount. And the way we decide these things is not what is or isn't. We decide only those things that are in a category that can cause a sort of, you know, legal problems. If we're discussing some sort of legal action we're involved in, if we're discussing a personnel matter or some sort of a contract that needs to be kept, you know, negotiations or something, anything else, we just have to make it public. I mean, the discussion may require us to talk about things that cannot be discussed in public to come to a decision. But then once we make a decision, if that's something about what our policies are going to be, we can't have secret policies.
Correct.
With one of those particular issues that you know, we're talking about.
Terry?
I agree, yes. Terry?
The secretary should be encouraged to write the minutes of the closed session in such a manner that they can be unsealed with approval of the body.
Okay. Thank you, Serene. Serene, were you on the stair?
May I suggest that it's 8:50. We don't have the minutes here now, and we have plenty of time to research it and you know, decide before we actually get to that point.
Mm-hmm. I raised it simply
as a point of information, since I had not seen the minutes and had not been able to join that midnight call.
Any other comments on this? All right, let's move along then. I had a few items to report on. One was the report to the PMB, which I've already mentioned, and I will try to get a draft out to everyone on the 17th, by the 17th. The target date for voting on the election administration companies, I would hope that we could, we're waiting for a final proposal from, a revised proposal from Election Services Corporation. And when we have that, I think within a week of that, perhaps we should be able to vote. So I will urge them to get it to us well before the meeting on the 16th, and hopefully we can have it ready to vote on our proposals on the 16th.
This is Jane. May I ask who all will be making proposals?
Well, Jane, we've had that. I don't want to take too much time. Well, there are two companies that submitted proposals, and we've been dealing with them now for a month or two. They're in the file section of the list, and I'll be glad to bring you up to speed off the call if we can talk about them. They've been back and forth, and our technical advisory committee has been dealing with some issues that came up. So I think now we're looking to vote, and I the people who are new are at a disadvantage because they've missed a good many weeks of discussion of those proposals. Now, the next item was the job description for the National Election Supervisor, which I have taken the liberty of already passing along, even though we hadn't passed the minutes. Tonight we passed the minutes. So that job description from the last minutes is official. And I will certainly convey that to Yolanda, who is getting out a job description for the National Election Supervisor. Those of you who may not recall, we had a motion to hire an interim national supervisor, and the national board decided to make it permanently early. So I think the original date was March 15th. It's probably now April 1st. But the idea was to bring the national supervisor on board a little bit early because there's so much work to do.
Let me know what's the outcome of that.
The next item was...
Madam Chair, I'm sorry that I didn't speak to... I didn't want to interrupt you, but before we left the topic, may I go back to the topic of the company, that we don't have the proposal, we can't make a recommendation. Is there any... Do you see any way we could do this in time to make that recommendation in March? Otherwise, it's going to be...
No, I had asked them quite clearly. You know, I explained our schedule and asked them if they could get something in before this meeting, and they could not. So
when can they? Can we do anything about it after this meeting? I hate to put this...
Well, are you suggesting that we have an emergency meeting after this meeting?
Maybe.
Before the April 16th meeting?
Maybe, because we need to have this approved. We can't... If we don't get it at the March meeting, when are we going to be doing it?
Well, as soon as we get it, we'll have to.
But
we don't want to wait until April 16th, and we have to call an emergency meeting.
Well, we can't wait. It's going to be.
We may not have a choice. I will call and urge them to get it in as soon as possible. And as I say, I think we need a week to consider it after we get it. because we have the other one, and we now have some time and some expertise. So point well taken. I'll call and ask if they can give it to us perhaps within a week or so. I had thought that we would have it by now, frankly, but I know that they were still
right,
fine,
but I'm just wondering
things.
What we do. We can't just be waiting and waiting. Yeah.
All right. Well, the next item I had was membership issues. Now, they had come up. I had heard about the two issues that were raised. One was the question of gift memberships, and the other was the question of memberships, which may be as many as 5,000 people who have donated to the national board but were not affiliated with any station and therefore have not received ballots. And their situation has to be regularized because we cannot have two classes of members, some with ballots and some without, and that question had gone to the Finance Committee. I'm not sure. I did talk to LaVarne. LaVarne, are you on the call? She may not be.
This is Jane. I'm also in Finance. And we
good.
Did the issue come up, Jane?
Yeah, the issue did come up. And I believe the CFO is, I believe that he's going to be working on coming up with a way to at least answer. We talked about having a checkoff box, not in the original mailing. They're doing these appeals, and when people, it has come up, and it's not completely resolved yet.
Well, all right, that is one of the questions, is where does it belong? Does it belong in Finance? So I just wanted to alert everyone that that is an issue, and I do think we need to take it up. And as soon as we get a little better feedback about exactly what Finance intends to do, or whether, in fact, it's our problem, I think we need to address that. I just wanted to make people aware that the issue was on the table.
Point of information.
Yes, Ted. Please.
Where are we at on the agenda? Are we under old business, number one?
No, we're under reports,
one?
Ted.
Reports,
I'm giving the chair reports. There's a little paragraph with items that I wanted to cover before we got into the report, the committee
chair's
reports.
These comments, essentially?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And the next and last issue was... I'm sorry. Serena and Mary.
Serena was first.
If in fact we want to contribute to what you just said with regard to membership issues, where would be the appropriate place to do that, since these are just your comments? And I think, in fact, you're incorrect in your assessment of problems, of perceived problems.
I'm not sure what your question is. Where in this meeting? Where in the agenda?
I'm saying that I believe you are incorrect in your most recent statement with regard to memberships. Where in this meeting would there be an opportunity to discuss that?
I had
you farming it out. Well, you farmed it out to different committees, and I'm saying I think you've misread the bylaws. So where would
Point
there be
order.
An opportunity to make that statement?
Yes, Terry.
Yeah, the discussion is out of order. At this time, it will appear on the agenda as the first item of old business.
And why is it being discussed in Chair's comments if it, in fact, there's a motion here? It's actually not a comment. Chair's comments pretty much update the membership with regard to things that have passed or lay down rules for the present meeting.
That is correct.
And this is
and
actually
I'm also,
an argument
I'm,
on a
I'm,
motion that's not even before us yet.
I'm taking the liberty of a committee chair and bringing the committee up to date on issues that are or may be in our purview, and this is one of them. The other issue that's coming up is the disposition of the motion to be the National Election Supervisor, which I already went through. So I think we put that on the agenda before you came on the call, Serene, so you may not have been aware that was a motion.
I'm looking at your comments. I know what you're talking
Excuse
about.
Excuse me. There was a motion in addressing that issue on the agenda. So that is when the discussion will come up. Now.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Ted.
I don't know why I can't see it, but I see an asterisk C appendix 2 for text and C appendix 1 for text, and what I'm looking on at is, it does, the appendix is not present. Maybe I'm not looking in the right place.
I attached the two appendices to the Word file that was attached. If you printed out your email message, it wasn't in there. I was worried about people's mailboxes being overloaded. So I did not put the appendices in the message itself. I only attached them to the Word file. Perhaps you printed out the message rather than the attachment. Oh, they should have been on the attachment.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Do you have internet access now, Ted?
I'm sorry?
Ted, do you have internet access right now?
Yes.
Now, the next item are the committee reports, and I think the first one on that list is Terry for the listservs work group.
I'll take that as recognition.
Yes.
The work group has not met. The three lists were established as reported in the last meeting. No other work group members responded to the invitation on the Yahoo list, which I have resent out today, which shows an advantage on the Google and RiseUp lists, in that those lists allow direct add of members that do not require responding to an invitation. So, as it stands, work group members can play with those work groups and see if they have preferences.
Point of information,
yes,
Mary Berg. Terry, are you saying I didn't get to do any email today at all, but I didn't see the invitation to Yahoo. But you said that Yahoo has an advantage over the other two because of what?
No, Yahoo has a disadvantage.
Disadvantage,
It requires a response to an invitation.
Okay, thanks. That's okay. It's disadvantage.
Actually,
I was wondering. Thank you.
You can add people to a Yahoo group. It's strange that you can only add 10 a day.
Yes,
and
Terry, do you have any... You don't have any then recommendations so far. Can other people join and look at these lists while you're in deciding stage?
Terry, did you hear what I said?
Excuse me, Serena, I hadn't recognized you, and I just spoke over you. Go ahead, Serena.
Terry, I was saying that, in fact, Yahoo does allow you to add members. It's restricted to 10 persons a day, but I was wondering whether you knew that.
That's the way it used to be. That's not the way it is now in all the groups that I moderate.
I did it yesterday. I'll talk to you off the call about it.
Okay.
My understanding, Terry, about Yahoo is that they allow you to add Yahoo groups members directly, and other people have to struggle and accept an invitation.
Yeah, people who are not members of a Yahoo group.
Mm-hmm.
That's not so. I did it yesterday.
Well, please do it on our list.
Well, what would you like to do about this, Terry, in terms of time?
I could open these groups to the committee if the committee wants.
For testing, you mean?
Yeah.
All right, may I suggest maybe one more week to see if we want to change our list? And we still need the parameters from the committee, is that correct? The rules under which we'd be working on any of these lists?
Yes.
No.
All right.
Mary Berg,
I'll send out an email to the group.
Okay. Mary?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to play with them yet, but I really want to, and I'm sorry that I just haven't been able to. I'm hoping I will have a little time now to be able to do that, so that, because I haven't given you any input back, and I was looking forward to it. So,
all right, that would be good.
You know,
so,
if we have another week, that would be nice anyway, so we can maybe give you some feedback here.
Wonderful. So we'll look for something in a week. Hopefully other people will have some time, too. Good. Jack, are you on the list?
Can you hear me?
Yes, fine.
Okay.
And Technical Advisory Work Group, I guess, is next up.
Okay. Art Stasny, myself, LeVarn Williams, met via teleconference with people from ESC, including Jeff LaRue, Earl Hurd, Frank Fatone, Marilyn Falick, and others. on Friday, February the 24th, and the agenda for the discussion centered around the five questions initially posed by Terry Goodman in January 22nd. We conversed with the people there who are programmers about Pacifica's specification for the resolution of lowest vote-getter ties, so that they understand that our bylaws call for a drawing of straws or some analog in that situation, and not to use previous round method. They understood what we were saying. We went over the whole issue of duplicate rankings and its various ramifications, carefully avoiding any reference to previous tallying software. We explained exactly what our situation is and how it's unclear whether duplicate rankings will be allowed or forbidden or discouraged or whatever. But we did recommend and forward to them our proposed preferred algorithm, which we call strict rank order, for handling duplicates. They informed us, I'm not sure if everyone was aware, that they store their ballot data in a database format, which is easily printed out into a comma-separated text file, which can be read with a text editor or spreadsheet. So the issue of getting the raw ballot data, you know, out of their system doesn't sound like it would be an issue of any, you know, problem. And apparently they use scanners similar to the other company for reading ballots. And we did touch on the idea of rerunning an actual LSB election, although Art and I have concluded that that will be a very limited value, because we are not confident that we know what algorithm the previous software used for handling duplicates, of which there are many in any previous LSB elections, so that if they're using our preferred algorithm, the comparison isn't going to match anyway. So it really wouldn't be very beneficial, although we didn't get into the whole issue of CP Pro. And Art has now, as of a couple of days ago, provided them with a 72-ballot mock election, which we're both pretty familiar with, so that we can look at their results, and they should match numerically to perfection to what we're expecting. And we have a follow-up teleconference scheduled for this Tuesday, March 14th at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Oh, moving right along. Thank you. That sounds very thorough. And perhaps after that might answer Mary's question. At that point, then, we could ask them to finalize a proposal. Do you think that's possible, Jack?
I'd prefer if there were a committee member, you know, on the call, and
mm-hmm,
a regular
mm-hmm.
committee member,
yes,
to make that to make that suggestion.
All right, thank you. Any questions or comments for Jack on that report?
Sorry, can you just repeat the day and time of that meeting?
Yes, that's this Tuesday, March 14th at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Who is setting that up, Jack?
That's Jeff LaRue.
Jeff LaRue, okay.
I don't know. Maybe the email hasn't reached the whole committee, so I will mm-hmm. forward whatever communications we have had and
mm-hmm.
try to keep the committee in the loop on that.
All right. Thank you.
So, Mary Berg.
Mary?
Mm-hmm. Who will be the committee member that will be definitely there at 10 a.m. on the 14th? So, shouldn't we designate someone?
Well, I cannot be there. Perhaps someone who's been following this discussion.
Well, I can be there, but I haven't been part of that subgroup, but I have been following the issue. So,
mm-hmm. Perry, are you available?
On Tuesday night?
Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning.
10 a.m. Pacifica time. LaVon might be available, and she's been following it. Well, we'll designate someone before that meeting and make sure that at least one committee member is on that call.
What? Where is this going to be held? It's always in a call meeting?
Teleconference. Mm-hmm.
And what time again?
10 a.m. on Tuesday the 14th.
How long is it going to last?
Oh, probably less than 1 hour.
Okay. Well, I might be able to. I have to be someplace at noon in San Francisco, so.
Okay, that would be fine.